Welcome to Virtual School Assembly. I'm your host, Tyler Christensen. I'm a productivity speaker, author, and classroom teacher. Here at Virtual School Assembly, I interview Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, Olympians, speakers, and educators who share messages of inspiration, education, and hope to better prepare you for an ever-changing and uncertain world. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started. All right, welcome back to Virtual School Assembly. Today, our guest is Ken Holmes. Ken has been a lead, supporting, and featured actor in over 100 films and is also a screenplay writer. He's the founder of the film company Rain and Neon Productions. He was raised in New Jersey and Vermont, where he spent long hours as a child in his room taping pseudo-radio programs on his tape recorder. I love this. where countless characters, and he'd do all the voices for of them, dropped by to be interviewed. So cool that he started with this when he was young. He acted in a couple of homeschool plays, and then when he was 12, he landed the role of a lifetime as Robin in Merry Wives of Windsor. It was actually at a local collegiate production at Castleton State College, but they needed some kids to come in, so that's where he kind of got this big role, and that's where things kicked off for Ken. He later graduated from Castleton, cum laude, with a Bachelor of Arts in Theater. So, kind of a cool story here, Ken. Excited to have you on the show today.
Thanks, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and dig into some of that childhood stuff, because I think a lot of kids dabble. You know, you did it with a tape recorder, but kids today are using their phones, and they're doing home videos, and they're testing it out, they're putting it up on YouTube. But for you, it was a little more, you know, that creative, imaginative play. Walk us through some of those early things you did with your tape recorder and doing plays, you know, as a child.
Well, I guess it started with the tape recorder. I was just doing, I had my radio program, my fake radio program. Mm-hmm. It was called Tapes with Ken. And I would just like, I'd have these cassette tapes and I'd put them in another cassette player. And right. I'd like hit play a song, and then I'd be the DJ. And then there'd be these guests that would come on, and I would talk to them. And I was also the guest, too. and so I was like, hey, Julia Child, how are you? Tell us about cooking. What are your secrets of cooking?
Well, Ken, you must always remember to use soy sauce and butter in everything you cook.
Oh, very good, very good. Oh, and now we have Bill coming on. Bill, how are you today?
Well, I'm very good, Ken.
You know, and I just do all these different characters. And that really, like, got the ball rolling, I guess.
Now, did you play those for anyone, or was it just for you?
I played them for people, too, honestly. In school, I ended up homeschooling, but in my early years of school, I would act out in front of the class and be different characters as well. Not all my teachers liked that, honestly. But I was like a preacher at one point, and I was, you know, talking about how we don't need to hold on to material possessions. The apocalypse is coming. And like, I just like gave these lectures. And then when I homeschooled, I still like did the radio programs in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then I also ended up doing some homeschool plays. And when I was a kid, I thought that acting was all about being as different from yourself as possible. So most of the characters that I played, I always like had an accent. Like I had like French people, and like, even if the role didn't call for it, I was just like, okay, I'm acting, so I need to do an accent. So where is this person from? And I would have to decide like what country he was from.
That's awesome. Well, I love that, because I think so many kids are doing stuff like this at home. And yeah. And for you, it actually led to something. Now that you're, you know, have been a professional actor for a number of years, it's cool to look back and see, you know, that's kind of where it started. Now, I know this play you did when you were 12 was kind of a turning point for you. Walk us through that, how you got cast in the first place and why it was such a significant role for you.
Well, my dad was a teacher at the school, so he saw the audition post and brought me in, thought I'd be good at it, and I auditioned. I don't really remember the audition that well, but I remember the director saying to my dad, this kid's good, and my dad passed that on to me. I was like, okay, well, maybe I am. We'll see. And then I ended up getting the role in the show, And it was like being with professional actors when you're 12. Like with college students, it was just, I felt like, all right, I've hit the big time. And it's weird because now, as a, I'm 32 now, and now when I go to college productions, they look like high school kids to me. I'm like, whoa, is this really what college kids look like? Did they get younger? What's going on? But at 12, this was like, this was the big time.
Right.
And so I was like, well, I got to just keep doing plays. I love theater. I love the smell of the theater. I love just going on stage. You don't know exactly what's going to happen, although you can prepare as much as you want. I even love studying. Like I was taking acting classes at 12 and reading books, and I love the whole process, but I particularly loved performing and being in front of an audience. And so I did more college shows if ever they needed like a kid, or sometimes they would just make a role a kid for me.
Wow.
And for instance, Threepenny Opera, there's a character called Filch, who's kind of a, like a small part, and they made that character suitable for me.
Right.
And then I also did some community theater, and I just did theater up through up until I graduated college.
Right. Well, and it's been interesting to look at your credits since then, because, you know, 2020 is a year where a lot of things have slowed down, and obviously things are still coming out from Hollywood, but a lot of it was filmed a year ago, 2 years ago, and so it's just being released now. But when we look through your credits, it looks like, I mean, you've had a monster year. In the last year, you've had tons of different credits on things. Was this all pre-COVID, or have you been busy during this pandemic as well?
Both. Most of it was pre-COVID, most of the acting credits anyway. Mm-hmm. Last year was just a crazy busy year for me. I actually moved to New York last year, and I've just been doing TV shows. I signed up with Central Casting New York and other miscellaneous casting companies, did any work I could find, did some student movies, did some extra work, did some featured work, and a lot of it is coming out hopefully this year.
Right.
And then, but last year I did a lot of TV.
Cool. And did you have a favorite project that you worked on in the last year or two?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I worked on so much good stuff. I worked on one of my favorite shows, Succession on HBO. It's actually one of my favorite shows. I worked with like Sam Rockwell and Michelle Williams on the show about Bob Fosse, Fosse Verdon, and man, some other stuff too. Law and Order was something I did. A bunch of movies. Let's see, hopefully, I don't know if it's this year or next year or when it's coming out, but some stuff I'm looking forward to is In the Heights. Steven Spielberg did West Side Story, so I got to work on that a little bit.
Cool.
I don't know. I know you said one thing. I'm listing a bunch of
yeah.
things. But
well, it sounds like you're enjoying what you're doing, which is fantastic. In addition to acting, I know that you do a little bit of writing, doing screenplays and stuff like that. Talk us through that. Like, how did you get started with the writing side of things? Or is that something you've been doing all along? And what kinds of things are you working on as far as the writing side of things?
I've actually been writing for as long as I've been performing. I was dictating stories to my parents when I was a kid, long before I knew how to write. And just like telling stories, it's all about telling stories to me, whether it's acting, whether it's writing, directing, it's just like, what stories can I get out there into the world? And so I've been writing for a long time. And the cool thing about writing and also like doing your own movies or whatever you want to do, little plays, whatever, is that you can do it on your own time, is what I'm enjoying about it. Like acting is really, you're acting in somebody else's projects. You're on their schedule. You know, I have to get up at 4 a.m. to be on set by 6 a.m. I don't have to do that right now. Like I do have a schedule. Like I like to be productive up until 5 p.m. and then 5 p.m. onward, I can do whatever I want.
Uh-huh.
So I do kind of have a schedule just because I like working that way, but I don't have to, you know, you can just, if you have, if you don't like being like that kind of, if you don't like that kind of structure, you can just, you know, I'm going to do it today.
Right.
But I like being on a schedule. Like I actually dress up, and like get on my laptop or my iPad or sometimes my phone. And I just write, even though nobody can see me, I dress up because I feel more productive, more professional that way. And, it's just helpful. And this year I've actually been very productive as a writer. Maybe it's all this time. I don't know.
Right.
But I've been doing a lot of writing short films. And I would say for anybody who's interested in acting, try to learn about filmmaking a little bit, even if you're not a professional filmmaker. I'm far from a professional filmmaker, but I've written several scripts and I record stuff like mobile phones. And as long as you have a unique perspective, people will take notice. I've won like 25 plus awards for filmmaking and I don't even know what I'm doing. Like I'm a professional actor. I'm not a professional filmmaker, but I think if you have a unique enough perspective, people will still enjoy what you're saying.
Yeah. Now when you say dabble in filmmaking or get experience in filmmaking, what does that entail? Like if there's a kid out there watching it and say they're in junior high or high school and they're interested in the film industry, but don't know really where to start or how to get experience, what are some of the things that you were doing early on to kind of, you know, learn the ropes and understand the industry?
Honestly, the way you learn the best is just by doing. Look up, there's all kinds of stuff online, like, but I do, and then I see, oh, wait, I don't know what I'm doing right there. Like, that scene wasn't good. I don't know how to edit this. And then I look it up, like, how do you do this? And then you'll usually find answers. But you don't even know what your weaknesses are or what your strengths are necessarily until you actually try it.
Yeah.
And so I would just say, it's all at your fingertips. Most people have a cell phone. Like most of the films I've made, I have made more professional films, but a lot of the films I've made have just been on a cell phone. And, you know, you can really learn by doing that way.
That's really cool. When you're doing kind of these smaller projects, is it mostly just you doing it by yourself or are you bringing in buddies to work on it with you? You know, in that creative side of things, how much of it is solo versus team?
A little bit of both. I did I'm doing a web series called Old Hearts Cafe. And that's one of the more known like projects I've done that I've also written.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as far as the acting goes, it's pretty much me right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me in my bedroom. It's me doing different characters. That was the idea. Cool. I've mostly done one character like named Marcus Montage. He's a dishwasher who wants to be a filmmaker. But if the show keeps going, I'm going to start incorporating all these other characters too into it. So that's pretty much like me in my bedroom. That's right. That show.
So that's the evolution of you with your tape recorder when you were a kid,
yes.
Right? But now yes. We have YouTube that you can post it to. So it's
exactly, yeah.
Reaching that audience.
I do love bringing in my friends though. For whenever friends are available, I love bringing them in and like having them in front of the camera. Right now, I'm actually, I don't usually talk about stuff I'm doing while I'm doing them, but
right.
One of the things in the works is a Zoom series, actually.
Cool.
It's all like my friends on Zoom, and I'm going to see if we can make a series out of that. So I've done the first episode, and I like it, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, it's cool to see you pursuing so many different avenues right now as a creative, you know, not just acting, but writing and directing and doing everything in the business. This is an opportunity for kids and the kids that are watching this, you know, we've never had so much time to devote to creative endeavors where things have changed and we don't know what the new normal is. Even with school this fall, a lot of schools still don't know if they're going to be virtual or face to face. And this is an opportunity to experiment and play around. So what would your advice be to kids if they have a little bit of extra time and are interested in movies or in the film industry? What's your advice for things that they can be doing now, aside from just, you know, making up stories, what can they do?
Well, you can learn a lot. I would say definitely read some books. As far as acting goes, my personal favorite acting book is How to Stop Acting by Harold Guskin. I just love that book. I learned so much from it. But also read some of the classics, anything by Uta Hagen, Stanislavski, Meisner.
Cool.
So I would definitely say read, watch videos on YouTube. There's all kinds of tutorials on YouTube and Instagram too. That, you know, if you're online, you really don't have an excuse not to be learning. There's so much to learn online.
Absolutely. Well, and I like that you mentioned even that there are books that you can read. I hadn't even thought of that because YouTube's such a wealth of knowledge. But when I was a kid, I read William Goldman's Which Lie Did I Tell? About screenwriting. He's the guy that wrote The Princess Bride. And he wrote a book about writing all these famous movies that he's done. And I've never written a screenplay, or at least not yet. We'll see. But it was so awesome just to see his process. And now when I watch his movies, I have such a better appreciation for what went into it. And so that was really a key book for me, even though I'm not in the industry. So that was a good one. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Ken, for the time that you've spent with us today. It's been fun to kind of explore what you're doing, and excited that you're working on so many projects now. If kids want to follow you, or if they want to connect with you online, is there a best place for them to go?
Sure. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. On Instagram, I'm It's Ken Holmes, ItsKenHolmes.
Okay.
I also have my production companies up there, Rain and Neon Productions. I'm on Facebook too. My fan page is just Ken Holmes. And then I have a personal page as well. I'm almost maxed out on my personal page, so probably my fan page would be a better bet. And then also, if you just want to learn about me, I'm on IMDb. All my stuff is listed on there.
Yeah, and we'll link to all those places. Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us today, Ken.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Virtual School Assembly. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you listen to virtual assemblies. And leave us a rating and review so we know what you learned and took away from this virtual assembly. Videos and show notes are found at virtualschoolassembly.com. And if you're a school leader and you're looking for a speaker for virtual or traditional in-school assemblies, or if you're looking for some teacher training, I'd love to connect with you to see how I can help. You can check out my website at tylerchristensen.com. Thanks. You are super duper. Let's go out and make the world a better place. Bye-bye.